USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a record number of police officers are losing their lives in this age of police reform, slain NYPD officer Wilbert Moore's sister speaks out at his funeral Wednesday on defunding the police and current policies that makes everyone less safe. Ms. Moore's comments via a translator.
¿Cuántos Jason?
How many Wilberts? How many Jasons? How many more officers have to lose their lives before this system changes? The NYPD protects us, but who protects them and who looks after their lives?
The president and the attorney general join Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for a gun violence strategies partnership. That meeting will be taking place after 12 noon Eastern in New York City. A major winter storm with millions of people in its path continues today. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow can be expected in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Airlines are expected to cancel flights today throughout the affected areas. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Donations to aid groups in Afghanistan have been given the green light by the federal government.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One person has died and several others were hurt last night after a Butte County shooting inside a bus in the town of Oroville, California. Oroville police are reporting they started getting calls around 7:35 p.m. Pacific about a shooting inside a Greyhound bus outside the AM/PM store. The suspect fled the scene and was caught inside a Walmart thanks to phone tips to the police department. The unidentified suspect is in custody in the Butte County Jail. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
President Trump was on Newsmax TV this week, saying he thinks the United States border, not Ukraine, ought to be the number one issue for America. But even on that critical clash with the Kremlin, the former president said Biden has botched things so bad, all the leverage has been given to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump says these crises around the world would not have happened under his watch.
Because it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. This was not even thinkable. And China wouldn't have happened. And you watch what's going to happen with Taiwan now. And I think that after the Olympics, it'll be a very interesting period of time. Because they see the way we withdrew from Afghanistan, the horrible way. Not the fact that we did, because I was the one that got it down to 2,000 soldiers. But we were getting out with strength and dignity and the equipment and no death. What happened is terrible, and the world watched, and they watch our borders where people are flooding into our country. We have no idea who they are, where they come from. And things are happening now that are very bad. I've never seen anything like what's happening to our country.
Former President Trump points out Putin has no respect for the current president.
Yeah. He doesn't have any respect for our leadership. He doesn't have any respect for our country anymore. They respected our country, and frankly, they respected our leader a year ago. This was not something that was ever going to happen. Supply chain was never going to happen. Many things weren't going to happen. Inflation, when you look at that, you look at the crime rate in the cities. We made better trade deals. We did a lot of good things, but nothing happened that was negative to the United States.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.